Let's say hello to Stephanie Lulay, executive editor and co-founder of Black Club Chicago. Let's begin with us. There are some Chicago area companies that are making money off of Operation Midway Blitz. Please explain this to us.
Yeah, that's right, Wendy. You know, Black Club's The Watch team is back this morning with another big story looking into the businesses that are profiting off of Operation Midway Blitz. In today's story, investigative reporter Manny Ramos digs into those federal contracts. He found one Chicago-based company, it's a real estate company called Reliance Relocation Services. They were awarded $7.3 million to relocate ICE employees over a four-month period. And in another case, Lake Forest-based weapons manufacturer United Tactical Systems was paid nearly $1.5 million in just 2 weeks in September to supply federal agents with pepper balls and air-powered guns. And more than $1 million of that money was contracted just in 2 days before agents really escalated its use of those weapons out at Broadview. There are also a half dozen other local companies that have landed six-figure contracts, and this all comes as some of the top leaders in these firms have donated to Democratic candidates and causes, records show. You know, why this matters, U.S. Rep. Chuy Garcia, who grew up in Little Village, you know, which was targeted by immigration agents just yesterday, he said these contracts aren't just business as usual and they deserve scrutiny. He said, you know, these companies need to understand the morality at issue here and that real people are being hurt and harmed by the products they are profiting from.
Wow, great work, you guys, over at Black Club Chicago. Very good. In other news this morning, Chicago's first city-backed public restroom will open up in 2026. That's good news.
It is, Wendy. You know, it's going to be a free public restroom. It'll be installed in the first ward next year. It's the first of its kind to open in Chicago. Backers, people who really wanted these public toilets going back to 2021 have argued that the restrooms are needed and would be especially helpful for parents of young children, people who are homeless, runners, and older neighbors who, you know, are just out and about and need to do their business. Alderman Daniel LaSpada isn't saying exactly where it's going yet, but it looks like it will open somewhere in the first ward next year.
Great. And less than a minute left, Stephanie. All these bridge closures are really messing things up downtown, aren't they?
That's right. And I know WGN's traffic reporter Amanda has been covering this chaos for a while. All I'll say is it's so bad that we have four serious bridge closures at the same time. It's so bad that the aldermen are bringing it up at the city's budget hearing and saying that they're receiving hundreds of phone calls about it and saying, you know, they can't defend it. And really, whose great idea was it to close this many bridges at a time? So I know Amanda will keep us updated on the latest. Unfortunately, some of these projects aren't slated to be completed till 2028, so we'll be stuck in traffic.
All right. Well, Amanda will keep us up to date.
Yeah, I'm looking at the map right now. I mean, it is just nothing but dark red, and what's not helping is until next week, outbound, Ontario feeder, you can't access the outbound Kennedy. So it's like I can't even recommend side streets because everything just nearby, Chicago, Halsted, everything is, you know, shut down. I mean, these projects need to happen. The infrastructure is so old, but just all at the same time,
it's a lot.
I really feel for people.
Stephanie, thank you so very much for it today. Extremely local news. It was great. Appreciate it.
Have a good one, Wendy.